Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're taking us off to fobbing this week, is that right?
It is indeed. Yes, we're off to fobbing. And we're looking at the fobbing fighters.
What on earth are they?
As they were now. Well, they were two prize fighters.
All right.
And for reasons that are certainly not clear to me, I don't know if they're clear to anyone else, it was decided to stage the last heavyweight fight that was undertaken without the fighters wearing gloves. So it was a bare-knuckle fight. Mm-hmm. And it was decided to stage it at Fobbing. And this was on the 24th of November, 1862.
Right.
And the two fighters in question were a gentleman called Tom King and his opponent, Jim Mace.
Right.
And the fight was so popular that trains, special trains, were laid on from London into Essex. Crikey. And admission to the fight cost, wait for it, 2 sovereigns.
My word, that is a lot of money.
Huge amount of money. Most people didn't earn a sovereign a week, let alone pay 2 sovereigns to come and watch a prize fight.
Or the rail fare to get there as well.
Absolutely.
On top of it. Yeah.
But apparently the fight went 20 rounds. Now, bear in mind, this was without gloves.
Yes, yes.
So what state both fighters were in by the end, I don't know. But Tom King won.
Yep.
And for his efforts, he got a championship belt to wear.
Yep.
And £300.
Well, £300 is a lot of money, of course.
Yes, absolutely. It was certainly a lot of money in 1862. But interesting that it was the last recorded heavyweight bout with no gloves.
Well, well, well.
So, yeah, Essex claim to fame, and fobbing in particular.
And it went a lot more rounds than some of the fights today.
20 rounds. Yeah. I mean, it's virtually unheard of, isn't it?
It is now, that's for sure. All right, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a rather colourful Essex character. A gentleman called Henry Bate Dudley, who was a clergyman.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.